doable. We'll put it like that. And some, and really, if you go back and watch highlights from last week, and again, I don't want to pick on Quay Walker too much because I know how hard it is to play in the league. There were a lot of times where he was so out of position last week against the running game that he opened up literally lanes for Jonathan Taylor. Literally, he was the reason why lanes would open up because he either whiffed on a tackle or he was so far out of position from where he probably should have been or where they would have liked him to be that it just opened up all of these lanes and everybody had to come in from downfield to basically get the tackle. Well, when you're moving guys in from that far downfield, Jonathan Taylor, he's going to get his yards in those instances, and that's exactly what you saw. So the run game would probably, and again, I feel like it would look a little bit better to fans who are watching these big chunk yards, and good backs are going to get their chunk yards, right? That's just how it works. But it would probably look a little bit better to fans if Quay Walker wasn't completely out of position almost every single time. I mean, you know, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. My book is not closed on Quay Walker. If he can turn it around, then all more power to him and the coaching staff.
Although you are now becoming the president of the Edger and Cooper fan club, so.
Give the kid some snaps. My goodness. Don't tell me he's going to get more and then take away snaps.
Well, where could the snaps possibly come from? Quay Walker's, are you suggesting?
Right? Maybe. I mean,
hey, Edger.
Plus, Cooper's fast enough because Quay Walker is not as quick. I mean, Edgerrin Cooper is fast enough that if he finds himself out of position, he can probably make that up with his own speed, right?
Yeah, he could outrun his mistakes, you bet.
Right? And that's going to happen as a rookie. I expect mistakes as rookies, and I expect all of them out there to make mistakes. These are not perfect human beings. Quay Walkers show up a little bit more over time. Let's talk a little bit about the offense, though, because the Green Bay Packers, now, I've got some. Okay, Dave, Chris, this is crazy. So the Green Bay Packers, I know we're only going into week three, right? But they rank in the top 10 in the NFL in the following offensive categories going into week two. Okay. Coming out of week two, I should say. Total yards per game, 398.5. Giving them, they're sitting at number 5 in the league right now. Yards per play, they're at 6.3. Rushing yards per game, 212. Holding that spot as number 1 in the league right now. Rushing yards per play is about 5.7. So they're averaging almost 6 yards per rush. Passing yards per play is 7.6, good for number 8. Sacks allowed per pass attempt is 4. Third down offense is about ranking at about 46%. The average time of possession, good for number 6 in the league, 33 minutes. Which is crazy, but when you're running a ball as much as they have the last couple of games, you're going to rack up the time of possession. Runs of 20 plus yards, they have 5 of those so far. They're tied at number 1, and sacks allowed, they've allowed 2 sacks, tied at number 1, which again, that stat alone is probably one of the most important. All of those are really great numbers. The fact that they have only allowed, this line is shaping up to be a really, really good offensive line. Josh Myers throwing up on a football or not, this is shaping up to be a really good offensive line. And Elgton Jenkins, by the way, 0 pressures as of yet this season.
There you go. No, I mean, the offensive line, when that thing is clicking, in addition to Tucker Kraft at tight end,
right,
throwing those blocks, and the receivers, that mentality, those numbers don't lie. The 2 sacks, I mean, the rushing numbers, look, Josh Jacobs led the NFL in rushing 2 years ago, I like to remind people. So the fact that the Packers have seen a jump and uptick in their run game, well,
right.
You know, those that think Josh Jacobs is washed.
And here's what I'm
going
to say. When they paid Josh Jacobs that money, and Max and I had this conversation, I said to Max, I said, numbers were down last year. He's like, the entire Raiders team was down last year. He's like, he picked up yards behind a line that couldn't have blocked even a toddler on a bicycle. He's like, he literally was picking up yards. He's like, he is going to be fine. And I said, all right, I defer to you. If you say he's going to be fine, he's going to be fine. He's like, wait until he gets behind an actual line that can block for him. Well, and we've started to see the fruits of that labor just a little bit, right? I mean, this is what we're talking about. He's incredible as a big back, that's for sure.
You know, the thing about the backs, all of them, Wilson, Lynch, when he was in there, and now we'll see about Chris Brooks coming onto the scene, but they get what is blocked and then more. Every time, just about. You don't see him retreating. You don't see him trying to string it out, look for a home run, and take a 6-yard loss. It rarely, if ever, does that happen. It's pretty much straight ahead, one cut and go. And I like it. I like the plan.
Yes.
I'm sure Matt LaFleur loves the fact that, I mean, come on, calling 52, 53 running plays.
Right. So nice. Let me ask you guys that question, though. Watching this team and coming from a team that used to play with so much finesse, right? We've seen that. We've talked about that. With Aaron Rodgers at the helm, there was a lot of finesse. Jordan Love gives them some of that finesse. But watching this team go to more of a smash mouth, old school style football, where we didn't always see the receivers pick up yards even after they were touched, right? Because Aaron Jones, he's great. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, the Vikings 2-0, fans hated to see him go. He got stood up pretty easily. We also would watch, A.J. Dillon get stood up very, very quickly. So is it kind of weird to see them go back to like this old school, more smash mouth where they are literally carrying? I don't remember a time when we've seen this in a very long time, like a Packers running back actually carrying defenders with them to pick up more yards.
I'm sure.
It's been rare.
You know, when Goody and LaFleur were watching the film, just to refresh themselves again with Josh Jacobs, the fact of the matter is he is as dependable and reliable and suits their needs.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need the scat back home run hitter, although with Jaden Reed and the way they use that and facilitate, I mean, it's in Watson too if they would choose to.
Yeah.
They've got plenty of weapons that way, even in the run game. But
yep.
I think to have a reliable guy who can get you third and three, you can pretty darn well write down 4 yards plus. And is it going to go that way all season? I don't know. But
we'll see.
It just fits what they need to do, and that's move the chains to give Love more reps in the passing game, or Willis, if it's Willis, and proceed like that. And it really, I think, rewards your O-line too.
Yes.
And that won't change.
And you look at Willis last week, 12 of 14 passes completed, 122 yards, touchdown, zero interceptions. There's a lot to be said about that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I went back and looked. Bart Starr, that was a vintage Bart Starr game.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
hand off to Taylor and Horning and complete a few passes here and there and go away with a nice win.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the Packers' 53 rushing attempts, by the way, for anybody keeping score. That was the most in a regulation NFL game since the Bills ran it 55 times against the Ravens back in 2013. So Matt LaFleur going a little, I like a little bit more old school. I think it's good. And if you've got the backs to do it, I say go for it. Let's see what you can do. Now, as far as the offense goes, we touched on it and alluded to it a little bit. This is a very good Titans defensive line, right? Right. This is a very good Titans defense. We've talked about some of their pieces already, but you can't run the ball. Josh Jacobs getting stood up. We can't make any ground. What do we do? What do we see Matt LaFleur pull out of his bag of tricks on Sunday at that point for Malik Willis or even Jordan Love? If, you know, we're still worried about him getting a little banged up and you don't want him to get touched back there, depending on how that goes this week.
I think it's going to be Willis, but
I do.
With
too.
That said, the vomit ball aside, had that been snapped, according to Jason Vrabel, Christian Watson had beat his guy at the line and was 7 yards behind him, and he was already thinking touchdown, and then what the heck's going on, and the retching and all that, so there you go. But I would say, you know, how you do all of that and beat all that. Look, the Titans are gearing up for Packers' run game.
Yes.
Mindful of the pass, but definitely gearing up and figuring out ways. We're going to try to knock out their run game early and then get after the quarterback, whoever it is. First down, I wouldn't be shocked to see something deep with Watson. I mean, he didn't touch the ball last week, wasn't targeted.
Right.
And that's fine because one of the things I first thought I really liked when I saw Matt LaFleur coach, he seems to have a knack for seeing the game for what it is.
Yep.
You can put all the preparation and all of that, and that's fine. If the game isn't starting to play out what you thought it would be, what's plan B and what's plan C?
Yep.
Against the Colts, there was no need to throw deep. And in fact, the more I think about it, why show the Titans on film some of your better pass plays and exactly how Malik Willis can use the whole field and make you defend the whole field? How about we do that in the first or second quarter, and the game's underway, and now good luck? You know, that kind of thing. And, you know, they think about a lot of things that we don't, even though we may believe otherwise.
Now, I will say this. You mentioned Christian Watson not getting any touches, and we talked about this quickly on Monday. But what I really appreciate about this Packers wide receiver room right now, in a league that's absolutely loaded with divas in that particular room, somehow the Green Bay Packers go out and build themselves a room that's completely devoid of them. If you listen to Watson talk this week, he doesn't care if he's out there blocking and never catches a ball. He doesn't care, as long as that means that they are winning the game and if he's opening something else up for somebody else. He doesn't care. And he did a lot of that when he was at North Dakota State, too. He did a lot of blocking there as well. So he's pretty used to that. But it's a rarity in a league to, first of all, not see a team with a true number one receiver, even though I feel like that's shaping up to be Jaden Reed, who can basically do everything. And also to have a team that will sacrifice, players that will sacrifice their own stats because they're like, you know what, we know that we just have to win this game. It's a rarity in the league the way it is right now with all the cult of personalities that we see. So kudos to them for building that room.
I mean, it's the ultimate codependent position, and you've got arguably the greatest athletes in the NFL at receiver. Right. And they get incredibly frustrated when game is not going well, their team's losing, they look on a scoreboard, 3 points, 6 points, 9 points, and I'm here wide open, running my tail off. They get hacked in a hurry. But that's no excuse. I think a Christian Watson, Romeo Doubson Wicks, mid-round guys, Jaden Reed, people underestimated him throughout college, and then even when in the draft, I thought he, and there were those thought, come on, first round for sure, but nope. And I think just that meant Tucker Kraft, another D2 guy behind Luke Musgrave, who came in drafted higher. Kraft, the more complete, ready to play tight end. And that's all because he's willing to work and get better. Now, the key is like a Luke Musgrave, what we forget, he's working his tail off to get better every week. And he'll get a chance to get some more snaps, but he's got to improve behind the scenes. Harder for Malik Willis to do that when you don't get many reps in practice or snaps. But I do like the fact that the chemistry with the receivers, and they'll come out and they'll get at. Just like the pass rush this week, I guarantee you Jeff Hafley's breathing in those guys' faces, man. Let's get some fire going here and get after it. And they'll respond, I would think. And the receivers, what's the plan this week? The one thing that's really, I can't overstate this, and I wanted to mention it, the curiosity from the players wanting to know what's the game plan this week. When they put together a great game plan, the Eagles was good, didn't get you the win. The Colts was outstanding.
Right.
As soon as that game's over, they're already talking and curious about, hey, what do you think the game plan's going to be this coming week? So when it's like students for a teacher, when they're incredibly curious, it's a God's gift to teachers. And I think with the coaches, same thing with these young guys. They can't wait, I'm sure, couldn't wait till Wednesday to find out, or Tuesday, to find out exactly what is up for the Titans game.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's go ahead and as we wrap up here this morning, let's give our final predictions going into this game on Sunday. Chris, we're going to go ahead and start with you.
Packers 23, Titans 17.
Okay. Dave, do you got a prediction on this one for Sunday?
Oh, it's good. It's tough for me because it depends on who starts at quarterback, right? So that's been my kind of determining factor as I was looking through everything, how it was going to turn out. And unfortunately, you know, I predicted wrong last week. I'm going to say that right now.
Well, we did too. It's okay. Yeah. So did Chris and I.
We're unanimous.
Yeah, I am going to say it's going to be the Titans 20-17.
Okay, so close
could
one.
Be. Titans have not started 0-3 since 2009, so time is on Dave's side.
Right? No, agreed. But they've also had better quarterbacks. Will Levis has not looked great. He has not looked great. And King Henry made a lot of things go right for that team, right?
And I got to give Dave credit, too, to disguise that Nashville accent, being born and raised. Come on now. He's a Titans fan. I know it underneath.
Right?
No.
I think, though, having
Green and gold.
I think having Derrick Henry behind that line for so many years, though, really, really I think it can alter how good or how bad a team looks, right? Because Derrick Henry was so incredibly good. That O-line up until just last year and now this year was so incredibly good. You could tell that they put a lot of stock into the O-line, and this year they're trying to rebuild some other things. So maybe it's time for some things to just be a little bit different, right? I don't know, but I agree. You're right. They haven't started 0-3 in a really long time. With that being said, I think it's going to be a close one. I look for the Packers on the road to eke this one out 17-13, but I think it's going to be one of those again. Even with Jordan Love behind there, just with that defense, even if he would play, I still think it would be a close game, and I think they're going to try to pound the ball as much as they absolutely can again this week, because I feel like that is the identity that Matt LaFleur is going for with this particular team and the running backs room that he has. And obviously it's going to change every single week based on your opponent, but I don't look for him to give up on the run game quite quite yet, just because he has a really good line in front of him. The Colts were supposed to have a really good line too, right? And he sucked their soul out of them early on. Ooh. So
he did.
Is it supposed to be as hot in Tennessee?
It is going to be hot.
Okay.
It is going to be a hot one in Tennessee. So Josh Myers is getting the electrolytes as we speak, I'm sure.
Somebody get the guy a puke bag.
So it'll be hot. But, you know, I got to say this. Predictions, as fun as they are, and interesting for listeners, I think, and all of that, readers, it's one of the least important things, at least covering the team that you do all week.
Yeah.
But I got to say, the most incredible prediction streak I ever saw, Johnny Gray, the great Johnny Gray.
Sure.
In 2011, Johnny's prediction, he went 15-1. Can you believe it?
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah, I know. Incredible. True story.
That's incredible. My goodness. We've got to take that
guy to
Vegas. Now,
the Packers, of course, went 15-1, but hey, coincidence?
You know?
Right, maybe.
Sometimes you roll with what's working. I don't know.
That's right.
You know, honestly, though, coming out of this game, whether the Packers are 2-1 or whether they would be 1-2, Malik Willis did enough to keep them in this thing because you saw the Lions lose last week. You saw the Bears lose. Obviously, I think Minnesota, as their opponents increase and people figure out that offense and defense, and I think it's going to make a difference what happens with Jefferson over the next few weeks as well, because you don't really have a lot of receivers behind him. Speaking of the Divas receivers, that's going to make a difference. And I think some of that changes a little bit for them as well. But, you know, honestly, if Jordan Love would come back next week against the Vikings and they go into the bank at 1-2, I mean, that's not the worst place to be this early in the season. Malik Willis at least gave them the one win to basically keep them within the mix of the NFC North, because that's what I was worried about. Let's be honest. Like, let's say, you know, Jordan Love would have been out 4 weeks and all of a sudden they come in and they're 0-5. Well, that's a mighty hill to climb even early in the season. So they did enough. They did enough to keep the ball rolling a little bit here, even with Jordan Love.
For sure. And I would expect them. I mean, really, I think they're going to handle their business.
Oh, I do too. Do too. Perspective, though, for any listeners who are kind of antsy going in, you know.
And I did want to amend, the Packers have the Vikings at home, so.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That is. You're right. Thank you.
Noon kickoff. So, that would be a nice return. Jordan Love come there, get the applause, and then get a bunch of touchdown passes. But
yes.
I do want to mention this. Andrew Kramer, our Star Tribune expert on the Vikings, he said that defense has really come together, and they're kind of believing right now. With all elements in Minnesota. So, I'm not yet a Vikings believer, but yeah.
Brian Flores is a good defensive coordinator. I mean, he always has been. The addition of Stephon Gilmore, I wasn't super stoked when I heard that, because even at 34, the guy can still play the game very, very well. And with his experience and age, sees it in a completely different light. You know, I still have questions about the offense. Sam Darnold, I mean, he's looked good the last few weeks. And then when you watched Justin Jefferson go out of that game, though, last week, the entire offense changed. They didn't score another point after Justin Jefferson went out of that game either. They had scored their 20, and then all of a sudden he left the game with a quad injury, and that was it. They stalled, and they never scored again. And that's something to be said about the 49ers defense, too, but at the same time, kind of tells you that obviously Justin Jefferson is the guy. And we all get that, right? We all know that. But he's the guy, and behind him, it's bleak. It's bleak as far as the wide receivers for the Minnesota Vikings right now. It's not near – there's a steep drop-off between Justin Jefferson and their number two. Let's put it like that. So
yeah, I mean, unless Jordan Addison, you know, recaptures his form,
yeah,
and you know, no Hockenson yet.
Yeah,
so yeah,
he's still out. Yeah, absolutely.
Get some guys back, but yeah, I agree. I like where the Packers are at. 1-1, 2-1, even better. 1-2, not a disaster.
No, absolutely. Malik Willis did enough to keep everything in line until Jordan Love could get back. And, you know, and it doesn't sound like the plan is going to change with the run game, even if Jordan Love is behind center. It sounds like that is a plan that Matt LaFleur has put forth and is committed to this season. And he's got a backs room. I mean, no disrespect to Aaron Jones. He was an amazing back. He just wasn't the guy who was going to drag people with him because I think of size and speed down the field and keep churning for more yards. And we've already watched Josh Jacobs do that a couple of times this season, you know, especially for those short yardage situations where they just want to keep the chains moving. He's been incredible already for the Green Bay Packers in that role. So,
you know, and it's kind of crazy too, in the NFC, all the teams that were the big favorites to win the NFC, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Niners, they're all 1-1. I mean, they've all had a stumble, and in some cases with injuries, maybe some bigger problems. And the Rams, who were supposed to be pretty good, I mean,
well,
they're
losing everybody.
With injuries like crazy. Yeah, I mean, that
I mean, when you don't have Cup and you don't, it's crazy.
I'm telling you, I won't be shocked if Arizona drops the Lions to 1-2.
Yeah, no, I would not be either because they have Kyler Murray back too, who's looked serviceable back there.
And the rookie receiver, Marvin Harrison, apparently is just the real deal.
I hated that when they drafted him only because I was like, oh, that team doesn't need more speed. What are we doing? And then, they got him. So anyway.
Well, better than the Lions.
This is true because I was also afraid that was going to happen as well. All right. With that being said, Chris, thank you so much. You and I will talk again on Monday morning and we'll hopefully be cheering on another Packers win and hopefully be talking about a 2-1 record. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. Sounds great.
With Jordan Love on the horizon to return for a big moment against the Vikings. Oh, it's just like the story writers had it all plotted out for us
or something. That's right. Following the script.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, Maddie. See you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
See you, Chris. Thanks.
Bye-bye. You bet.
Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, another edition of Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm. Dave, am I sticking around here for just a minute?
Yeah, I think we'll stick around for just a second or two. I did find the haunted house video, by the way.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to try to cue that up here, a little brief moment of it, because that was funny.
It was a moment, that's for sure. All right, we'll hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Max FM.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
922 right now at Max FM, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. All right, so are you going to embarrass me here this morning?
I don't know. I'm going to try to see if this will play through or not, because this is something that I don't know that it works. So I'm going to try it, and I can't tell you really where it's queued up, because I didn't want to have audio coming through while we were talking with Hovel, obviously.
Right?
So if it works, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I can't even tell you for sure where I'm picking it up, but let's try it, see if it comes through. If not, we will just wrap up. I'm not hearing it.
Let's go, Maddie Jones.
No. Oh, darn. Oh, darn. We
that's
can't
unfortunate.
The audio. Oh, darn.
Well, so if you want to go over to the Max FM Facebook page, look for the Carnival of Horrors video.
Relive all of my greatest memories and moments.
That was great. I have to say, I loved it. And that was a little before I was here full time or part time, even. And so it was so funny to watch. And Mike didn't help the matters either.
No.
So.
Well, Mike, let's be honest. Mike was not stoked to be there either. And he was just as bad when we got into the room of dolls. So let's be honest about this for just a moment. I was not the only one who was freaking out at that point. Now, here's the thing about that moment, though. We went over there to this is when the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast did that amazing haunted house, right? We went over there and I was like, ooh, it's a lights on, just show us around.
Right.
And all
let's
of a sudden, I'm
through.
Looking around at Shelley Mordini and all the high schoolers who do this. And I'm like, wait. Why are they all dressed from head to toe in costume?
Right.
And why are they looking at me and laughing right now? I knew as
people dressed
as I pulled up. And Mike and I were like, oh no, this is not just the lights on, show us how this works. This is like full out assault is what this is. And that's what it was. And that was a terrifying haunted house. That was a terrifying haunted house. There were people grabbing your legs from underneath and... No.
So you got to go back and watch that and relive it in all its glory. That is definitely fun. One of my favorite Matty Jones moments, I do have to say. And we did get our thing in on the text line from Angie. Says, wow, shocking news. It was great listening to you. She's going to miss you. So thank you
to
everyone that texted in this morning.
Thank you very much.
You can go over to our Facebook page to wish Matty well. That's going to stay on Facebook. She'll go back and look at all the comments. And Matty, I do need to say one more time, thank you for everything. You've been so great to work with, and thank you for everything you've taught me over the years and being patient with me as I learned how to do these things. And you're an awesome person. We're definitely going to miss you. You're not completely gone.
No,
we'll still have you there Thursday. So
yep, I'll be there Thursday. You'll hear me with Chris Hovel before and after those games and all of and when it makes sense and when I'm available and we can make our schedules work out. And if not, then Chris is still going to be joining everybody. You're just going to take over in that role. So no worries there.
I'll be filling in on morning shows for a little bit, so everyone bear with me as I get my bearings with that and try to talk that early in the morning. That is going to be the big thing. It's going to be
hard,
different. And, you know, I'll have Stout in here supervising me. I had to mute before when you were on with Hobble because Stout was snoring in the background.
Well, yes, it's nap time. Aspen is too. She loves a good nap during the morning show. I'm so much fun and so exciting. I put her sound to sleep every single day, just in case anybody's wondering. So, it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride here on Max FM. Again, I'm not completely gone. We'll be wrapping up some things next Thursday. Join us for that Hope House Request-a-thon from 7 until 4. I'm going to be there the entire day as we try to raise a whole bunch of money for Hope House. And you guys are truly, truly the best. I've said it all morning. I do truly mean it. And this has been an incredible journey, an incredible ride. I am so glad to have been welcomed into Baraboo with open arms. And wouldn't take back a moment of it. I froze to death during parades. I have sweated to death during parades. We have had to climb into circus wagons and we've sweated to death in circus wagons.
Yes.
You put me in haunted houses as we were just talking. I've been pied in the face. And I those are all memories that are truly just, you don't forget any of that.
No,
what we do is a really fun job. It can be a little crazy. It can be a little hectic. And at the end of the day, Corey and I always had a philosophy. This is not brain surgery. We are not saving lives here. We are here to be a part of the community. We are here to inform. We are here to make sure that people know what's going on, not only in their community, but in the world. And if we achieved any of that and made you smile along the way, then I feel like we have done our job to the best of our ability. So once again, thank you. Thank you to everybody. And with that, Dave, I think we should probably, I'm assuming that people would like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, we should probably get back to the music.
Yes,
and so
yes,
I'll hop on a little after 10 this morning. So Matty Jones, we'll see you down the road.
Thank you so much. That's the most circus town thing you could ever say. Thank you so much, everybody. It has been a pleasure. And again, I will talk to you Monday morning with another edition of Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. It's never completely goodbye. 99.7 Max FM. NSYNC, there is Bye Bye Bye. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Save money, shop local. Great way to spend a Friday doing a little online shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, while you're over there, make sure you take advantage of today's big deal of the day. It's a good one, too, ladies, especially if you're looking for a new fall look. You know, you want to reinvent yourself a little bit. The Beauty Barcode, $50 certificate for you to take advantage of some of their world-class services. Only $25 today only when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. Of course, they are located inside Aspire Salon Suites, and they have a passion for the industry, so they're going to make sure that when you walk out of there, you look top-notch. No promo code needed to take advantage of our big deal of the day. Just put those certificates in your cart. We'll handle everything at checkout, but that is for today only, all right? So go take advantage of our big deal of the day, and of course, we always like to remind you while you're over there, a lot of other good offers as well. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, adult beverages, plus a whole lot of entertainment as well. Especially important going into the weekend. Instant downloads available. And of course, all the certificates make really great gifts over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be warm over the next couple of days. Then finally, on Sunday, we're going to start cooling things down. We'll tell you more about that next here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Baldwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Baldwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
The sounds of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 21st, as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Local beer, live music, and pub games will entertain from 3 until 9. Instrumental funk band The Blue Olives are the headliners. Buy admission buttons for $10 in advance at the chamber office or $12 at the door on Saturday, September 21st at Circus World. For information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
Get revved up for the final Full Throttle night of the season in Rock Springs this Friday from 6 to 10:30, featuring the band that started it all last spring, Rising Phoenix. Enjoy the fireworks and eat great food while you participate in raffles and explore the vendors' tables. Check out classic cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Full Throttle Night is sponsored by Jay's Power Center, and all proceeds go to the Big Cats Rescue. Don't miss Full Throttle Night this Friday from 6 to 10:30 in downtown Rock Springs.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine, 87 for Saturday. Sunday, showers and storms, cooler, 72. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high around 72, 73 on Tuesday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 67 right now. 99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us, and happy Friday. Here's the Georgia Satellites.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-lang. Want to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no huggy-nuggies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't hit me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Tired.
follow me. It's not the future that I can see, it's just my fantasy.
Now there is Men at Work, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is time to kick off another 50-minute music hour. Great music taking you through your Friday, and of course, getting you closer and closer to another weekend. Madonna coming up, Alanis Morissette also on the way. We've got the Spin Doctors also on the way, and we get things started next with Bruce Springsteen. Remember, you're going to have more chances to qualify for our statewide text to win contest coming up throughout the day. So be listening for your chance to qualify for cash, gold, jewelry, and of course our grand prize, a trip to see Green Bay take on New Orleans, two indoor club seats to that game on Monday, December 23rd. Don't miss out on your opportunity to text and win right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Hi, I'm Joan Baldwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Baldwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Beauty Barcode. Try one of the beautiful services at Beauty Barcode, including specialty highlighting and specialty colors designed to preserve the health of your hair. Or a personalized haircut to bring out your personality and individuality. Beauty Barcode is located inside Aspire Salon Suites on Hitchcock Street in Baraboo. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
F***
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Got a